NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Senate now seems to be the last best hope to prevent the U.S. economy from possibly hurtling off the cliff. That's after several efforts by House Speaker John Boehner to get his colleagues to sign off on a measure to prevent a historic default crashed and burned today. NPR's Tamara Keith on Capitol Hill and explains where things stand now.
The House was supposed to take a vote on a measure that would have raised the debt limit, reopened the government, and also had some provisions related to the health care law that House Republicans wanted. Well, that was scrapped, and now it's not clear what the plan is. One leader said they would be prepared to make some decisions on Wednesday.
Sources on Capitol Hill say a deal is near in the Senate that would fund the government through the middle of January. Ratings agency Fitch, meanwhile, announced it's putting the U.S. credit rating watch on watch for a possible downgrade. President Obama meets tomorrow with Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. The government shutdown offers no relief for the 12 million Americans who received an extension on their income taxes. NPR's Dan Bobkoff says today remains the filing deadline.
About 90% of the IRS staff is currently furloughed, but one thing it hasn't stopped is accepting tax returns and cashing checks. For those with extensions, returns are still due today. But don't expect any money back for now. There will be no refunds until after the government reopens. Other IRS activity is also suspended during the shutdown, including customer service, the whistleblower's office, even audits. But Joshua Blank of NYU Law School says the IRS will get to them eventually.
The IRS is very good at going back in time to examine things that have happened in the past.
But Blank says once the government reopens, it will likely take the IRS some time to get back up to speed. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News.
Libyan man accused of helping plot the 1998 Africa embassy bombings has pleaded not guilty. Abu Anas al-Libi had been detained as a flight risk while he awaits trial. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on his first trial appearance.
Abu Anas al-Libi had been on the run for more than a decade before U.S. Special Operating Forces picked him up in Tripoli October 5th and took him to a Navy ship for questioning. Al-Libi's health problems worsened after he refused to eat or drink, so he received medical help in New York. U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan has appointed him a public defender. Al-Libi will live in a high-rise prison in Lower Manhattan alongside Osama bin Laden's son-in-law and a radical Egyptian cleric who are also waiting to go on trial in the U.S. criminal courts. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
In what retail chain Walmart says is a tough and unpredictable climate, the company's closing poorly performing stores and scaling back some of its other international plans. Walmart says it's closing stores in Brazil and China. A down day on Wall Street, the Dow dropped 133 points to close at 15,168. The Nasdaq was down 21 points. The S&P 500 fell 12 points. You're listening to NPR. Iranian officials using PowerPoint laid out their proposal to rein in the country's disputed nuclear program today in exchange for the right to enrich uranium. Whether it will fly with the six-party talks underway in Geneva that involved the U.S. and a number of others is not clear. One State Department official called it a detailed discussion, the first in years, and said world powers hope to hear more when talks continue tomorrow. Talks are the first formal negotiations since the election of Iran's new president, Hassan Rouhani. Italy is now deploying ships, helicopters, and drones to try to avert further shipwrecks of migrants trying to enter Europe by sea. NPR's Silvia Pedroli reports hundreds have died this month alone in the perilous passage from Africa to Italy.
The patrol operation began with the Navy rescuing 370 migrants in the waters between Sicily and Libya, the major departure point for the rickety vessels managed by human traffickers. They're mostly Somalis, Eritreans, and Syrians fleeing war and unrest. The migrant flow has not slowed down after the October 3rd shipwreck that killed more than 360 people off the Italian island of Lampedusa. Another 34 migrants drowned Friday when their boat capsized. The rising death toll has triggered a debate in Italy over the law sponsored by the xenophobic Northern League that makes illegal immigration a crime punishable by heavy prison terms and also punishes those who rescue migrants at sea. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Took more than a dozen people to haul it out of the ocean, a giant 18-foot-long oar fish found dead off the Southern California coast. Marine science instructor Jasmine Santana, who works at the Catalina Island Marine Institute, spotted the fish with eyes the size of half dollars while snorkeling Sunday. Authorities say the fish apparently died of natural causes. It's rarely seen. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support